Thanks, Nachum. As we hit mid-December, our first few playoff berths have been claimed. Straight ahead on your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update, a logjam is blocking up the top of the Varsity Basketball West and the middle of the JV Basketball East, and only two undefeated teams remain in varsity hockey, but that comes to an end this week. All that and more coming right up. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We kick things off in varsity hockey, where the TABC Storm became the first team to clinch a playoff berth by virtue of Kushner's 3-0 win over Ramaz on Wednesday night. The Storm promptly thanked the Combers by dominating them 8-4 on Saturday night. The Storm now sit at 9-0, tops in the West, and tied overall with DRS, who, at 9-0, lead the East following last night's 3-2 victory over Hafter. At least one of these two teams will see their perfect season tarnished this coming Thursday, when DRS travels to Teaneck. In other action, Hafter's loss was their second in the last week after coming up on the short end of a 5-2 result to Hank. Hank took a victory last night over Mag and David and will now gear up for YDE on Thursday and DRS on Saturday night. All of these games have playoff ramifications as seven teams essentially fight for five spots in the East. Out West, SAR and Frisch battle to a 2-2 tie in Riverdale. The two will face off again on Sunday in Paramus as they jockey for positioning out west. In JV hockey, TABC jumps back into the mix with wins over MTA and YDE to improve to 3-3-1. At 7 points with 3 games remaining, the West is out of reach, but it'll certainly add a new wrinkle with YDE currently sitting at 9 points and Hafter tied with the Storm at 7 out east. In other action, there are no more undefeated teams left as SAR scored a decisive 7-3 victory over Frisch to drop the Cougars to 7-1. The two teams have split the season series, with SAR needing another slip from Frisch to be able to pull ahead of them in the standings. But with Frisch's remaining schedule being TABC and DRS, the chances of a remarkable finish are pretty high. In varsity basketball, TABC avenged their only loss of the year by ruining SAR's perfect season 53-42 last Tuesday. Al Kinderlehrer's 22 points vaulted the Storm back to the top of the West, where they now sit at 8-1, a win ahead of SAR and MTA, both now at 7-1. In the East, DRS knocked off North Shore and Waterbury to become the first team in varsity basketball to clinch a playoff berth. DRS also became the first team to hit double-digit victories, knocking off Mag and David last night 47-43. At 10-1, DRS is on the cusp of clinching the East, and with Flatbush, Mag and David, North Shore, and YDE all scheduled to play each other in some form, it seems like a mere formality that it will occur sooner rather than later. Speaking of Flatbush, the Falcons climbed back into the bye conversation with 2 wins this past week, downing Hafter and Ramaz to improve to 6-3. Finally, in JV basketball, Flatbush has clinched after knocking off DRS 60-52. Both teams entered the contest with 1 loss, even with Hank in that category, but the Wildcats now drop to 6-2 and will need a bit of help to get back into a spot for a first-round bye. The week should also give us a bit of clarity at the bottom of the East playoff picture as Barkeye will round out its schedule, setting the benchmark for Mag and David, North Shore, and YDE for where they need to be in order to make the postseason in the division. Out West, no such drama as the 6 playoff teams are all but assured. TABC stayed undefeated at 5-0, knocking off SAR 61-53, clinching a playoff berth for themselves and Hillel. Meanwhile, 4 teams sit at 4 wins, all a win or an MTA and Heschel loss away from a playoff berth. Frisch can end the drama this week as it faces Heschel tomorrow night and MTA on Sunday. Assuming no upsets, it'll be down to Ramaz, JEC, and SAR, assured of postseason berths, to control their own destiny with postseason placement. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.